A word for you from Jude, verse 21. Keep yourselves in the love of God, waiting for the mercy of our Lord Jesus Christ that leads to eternal life. The words before this are very dire warnings about deceivers in the midst of believers who appear to be good, normal Christians, in fact even leading Christians. And yet, as we've looked at before, they are fruitless trees, they are shepherds feeding themselves, they are waterless clouds, a host of expressions that describe how God sees them and as how we should see them too. We did point out, however, that before looking at them, before discerning deceivers in our midst, we need to discern ourselves by the grace of God, that He shows us where we stand with Him. For what does it help if we can analyze others, but we ourselves are exactly the same? Kusiza nukuthi sibe nokuhlukanisa okukhulu ngabanye, kodwa asihlukanisi ngempilo zethu. And now Jude tells us, finally, in the closing words of this letter, short as it is, there aren't even chapters, keep yourselves in the love of God. Here he turns the tables and he makes sure that we understand that it does matter regarding where we stand. Now, it might seem strange, this expression, and it's not used anywhere else. Keep yourselves in the love of God. Peter, for instance, refers to in chapter 1, that's 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 5, that we are kept by the power of God through faith for salvation. So if God keeps us, and how is it possible, of course, that we can keep ourselves if God doesn't keep us? And yet it is also true that we have to keep ourselves in the love of God. We are kept, but we ought to keep ourselves too. The Bible is not contradicting itself. It is a two-edged sword. There are both sides of the matter. God keeps His people, His faithful ones, through faith, and they are kept by His power, protected from corruption. And yet we are advised here, keep yourselves in the love of God. Uzigcine othandweni lukaNkulunkulu. In other words, keep yourself in that place where you are blessable, to use a coined expression, where you are available to be blessed, where you are experiencing His love. Not that you make God to love you, we can't do that, but where you are available to experience God's expressions of love.